Like all dragons, Issa believed everything happened for a reason. So when Eben, the lovely human man who'd awoken her, made her stop midway through servicing him, she considered it a sign. Roka had humbly apologized for the interruption and continued doing so for the entire intermission while Eben and Camille intimately conferred. Issa only felt the merest pinprick of regret that she hadn't yet marked the man. But the more she watched him with the golden-haired virgin, former virgin, she corrected herself, giving Roka an appraising glance, the more convinced she was that this was the natural order of things. They belong together, and she belongs to you, my friend, she said to Roka. Roka nodded at her from across the room, replying with a thought.
Don't let our shadow hear you speak that way of belonging. Besides, the woman will be the one with two mates, not I. Perhaps my first child will have a human brother.
Or sister, Issa replied.
Or sister. If that's the case, I will name her Issa.
In truth, she was relieved. Eben seemed the sort who could adjust to sharing, but Issa had always admired the shadow for his principles. It might be against her nature, but the idea of only having a single mate to please appealed to her very much.